Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin, Chapter 11, Craedaikie and Orley. "So we're armed again," Craedaikie sighed, "after a fashion." Thomas Orley looked up from the newly repaired missile tubes and nodded. "It's about as good as we're going to get, Craedaikie. We weren't expecting any trouble when we popped out into a battle at the Morgren transfer point. We were lucky to get away with as little damage as we took." Craedaikie agreed. "Just so," he sighed moodily. "If only I had reacted faster." Orley noticed his friend's mood. He pursed his lips and whistled. His breather mask amplified a faint sound shadow picture. The little echo danced and hopped like a mad elf from corner to corner in the oxywater-filled chamber. Workers in the weapons pod lifted their narrow, sound-sensitive jaws to follow the skipping sonar image as it scampered unseen, chittering in mock sympathy. "When one commands, one is envied by people. But oh, the demands!" The sound wraith vanished, but laughter remained. The crew of the weapons pod spluttered and squalled. Craedaikie let the mirth settle. Then from his brow came a pattern of chamber-filling clicks that merged to mimic the sounds of thunderclouds gathering. In the closed room, those present heard raindrops blown before the wind. Tom closed his eyes to let the sound image of a sea squall close over him. "They stand in my road, the mad, ancient, nasty things. Tell them, move or else." Orley bowed his head, acknowledging defeat. No one had ever beaten Craedaikie at Trinary Haiku. The admiring size of the fen only confirmed this. Nothing had changed, of course. As Orley and Craedaikie turned to leave the weapons pod, they knew that defiance alone would not get this crew through the crisis. There had to be hope as well. Hope was scarce. Tom knew that Craedaikie was desperately worried about Hikahi, though he hid it well. When they were out of earshot, the captain asked, "Has Jillian made any progress studying that thing we found? The cause of all this trouble?" Tom shook his head. "I haven't spent more than an hour with her in 2 days, so I don't know. Last I checked, the ship's micro-library still claims nothing like Herbie ever existed." Craedaikie sighed. "It would have been nice to know what the Galactics think we found. Ah, well." They were stopped by a sudden whistle behind them. Tisht! The ship's fourth officer flew into the hallway in a cloud of bubbles. "Craedaikie, Tom! Sonar reports a dolphin at long range, far to the east, but apparently swimming this way at high speed." Craedaikie and Orley looked at each other. Then Tom nodded at the captain's unspoken command. "Can I take Tisht and 20 fen?" "Yes. Get a team ready. But don't leave until we find out who this is. You may want to take more than 20, or it may be hopeless to go at all." Tom saw pain in the captain's eye. The next hour or so of waiting would be hard. Orley motioned for Lieutenant Tisht to follow him. Then he turned to swim at top speed down the flooded corridor toward the airlock.